Storing the Mind with Truth, January 31. That which I see not teach thou me, if I have done iniquity, I will do no more. Take your Bible and present yourself before your Heavenly Father, saying, Enlighten me, teach me what is truth. The Lord will regard your prayer, and the Holy Spirit will impress the truth upon your soul. In searching the Scriptures for yourself, you will become established in the faith. It is of the greatest importance that you continually search the Scriptures, storing the mind with the Word of God, for you may be separated from the companionship of Christians, and placed where you will not have the privilege of meeting with the children of God. You need the treasures of God's Word hidden in your heart, that when opposition comes upon you, you may bring everything to the Scriptures. We are living in the last days, when error of a most deceptive character is accepted and believed, while truth is discarded. Many are drifting into darkness and infidelity, picking flaws with the Bible, bringing in superstitious inventions, unscriptural theories, and speculations of vain philosophy, but it is the duty of everyone to seek a thorough knowledge of the Scriptures. Truth is efficient only as it is carried out in practical life. If the Word of God condemns some a habit you have indulged, a feeling you have cherished, a spirit you have manifested, turn not from the Word of God, but turn away from the evil of your doings, and let Jesus cleanse and sanctify your heart. Confess your faults, and forsake them. Do not merely assent to the truth, and fail to be a doer of the words of Christ. The truth must be applied to self. It must bring men and women who receive it to the rock, that they may fall upon the rock and be broken. Then said Jesus can mold and fashion their characters after his own divine character. If we would listen to his voice, we must let silence reign in the heart. The clamors of self, its pretensions, its lusts, must be rebuked, and we must put on the robe of humility, and take our place as humble learners in the school of Christ.